This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans sought red flag gun orders roughly 360 times in the first 3 years the law has been in effect. A little less than half of those resulted in someone losing their guns for a year or more. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on his investigation into extreme risk protection orders.
In about half the cases, the subject of the ERPO petition had threatened other people. In a third, the concerns included suicide. CPR found that red flag petitions are much likelier to succeed when law enforcement seeks them compared to private citizens. Only about 1 in 5 petitions filed by family members or others resulted in a 1-year gun removal order, compared to more than 80% by law enforcement. However, most departments are rarely using this law. There are only a handful of Colorado counties where law enforcement have filed for 5 or more red flag orders. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to give farmers and ranchers the ability to fix their equipment without having to go through manufacturer-affiliated repair companies. The Agricultural Right to Repair Bill is the latest step lawmakers have taken in recent years to empower independent repair shops and equipment owners. Last year, they gained the right to repair powered wheelchairs. The Agricultural Equipment Bill is up for its first hearing today. It has bipartisan sponsorship. Coloradans who bet on greyhound races may be out of luck in the future. That's if a bipartisan bill in the state legislature moves forward. It would ban betting on simulcast dog races in other states. Colorado already bans in-state dog racing. The bill gets its first hearing today and is opposed by the Colorado Horse Racing Association. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is mostly sunny across Colorado today. Stay warm. Stay tuned.